Parents and professionals frequently ask me why a child would choose to be born with challenges, such as autism or other conditions that greatly reduce their capacity to function in the human experience. I can't pretend to know the scope of a soul's choice in this lifetime or any other, but I can tell you what the children have shared with me in regards to this question. Before we can address the why of these choices, first we need to address the what is making this choice. You may assume that there is a conscious part of us that is choosing a given human experience. It's important to know that in most cases, the part of us, the soul, that makes the choice to have a particular experience within a human incarnation is also designed to forget that choice as soon as our primary focus becomes being human. So although there is an aspect of us that made the choice, the human parts of us are typically unaware of the whys of that choice. So when the mind asks a question that only the soul can know, the obvious answer to why would a child choose to be born with these challenges is because he or she did. This is not meant to patronize or to diminish the question, but to bring into awareness that that which is. And this is what our human aspects have to reconcile. Our soul sets us up with one opportunity after another to love and to become aware of what has yet to be loved within us. From the children's soul perspective, they came to support the evolution of human consciousness and in many ways are prototypes for a new human. To look at these children and witness some of their challenges, this perspective might seem ludicrous. However, one only needs to look at the positive changes that occur in the lives of those with autism to see that these souls are in fact shifting our awareness from what it means to be human. I realize there are plenty of perceived negative changes too, but consider that we all have a tendency to suffer until we come into love and acceptance of our experience.